against Panama in the first game of this FIFA World Cup. You're live on Love 99.5 FM, and live commentary is about to stream. Ghana sporting an all-yellow outfit, yellow shorts, yellow top, and yellow horses to match as against the red and white of Panama. And let's see what the next 90 minutes has for us. But as Ghanaians, our wish and prayer is to see the Black Stars win and win convincingly, so that we know that we are in deep into the World Cup. The doubters and haters, we don't want any hate. We don't want any doubts. We want positive thinking for the Black Stars. Ghana coming up against Panama. And referee Glenn Nyberg of Sweden will signal the two teams into action any moment from now. Panama winning the toss, meaning that Ghana are going to be the one who are going to step up first in this game. Lawrence Atizigi is sporting an all-blue outfit. Looks like a sky-blue outfit. But the team itself in a yellow outfit. The time is now. The referee has blown his whistle for the game to start. And it's Jerome Opoku who has the ball. Long one inside. Looking for his keeper, Jordan. He comes in with a header. And good control of the ball by Giovanni Ramos to his goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Ghana against Panama. Game underway. And I'm very sure tomorrow in most of the offices we are going to get a lot of personnel dozing off, because many are going to stay awake for this game, you know.
Of course, of course. This is more or less a national assignment.
Yeah, you know. Everybody's up watching. And I just heard outside there our colleagues at Inshawan FM UPM transmitting live from the SG Mall. And there's a lot of fun in there as well. So it's the Black Stars of Ghana on the move now. But that was a poor ball from Marvin Senaya. But Calibrinchi picks up that ball, by the referee, Glenn Nyberg, he's whistling for something in there. But lots of Ghanaian nationals in that stadium, all rooting for the Black Stars. Andres Andrade sent a long one in. Jonas Adjete bit into it, but the ball will roll to touch. It's going to be a throw-in for Ghana. Cecilio Waterman sporting the number 18 jersey for Panama. Marvin Senaya to effect the throw-in for the Black Stars of Ghana. There was a tussle between Ghana and Togo for this young man, finally settling to play for Ghana. A pass from Jose Cordoba. He finds his man, Cesar Blankson. Ball played to the right side. Amer Morelu in there. Crossing to the box of Ghana. A shot taken and good save from goalkeeper Lawrence Atizigi. Very early on in the game. Under 2 minutes. And the first shot on target for, that is Panama. A chase for the ball. Carlos Harvey keeps it. Sends one to the right. He finds Christian Martinez. And it's Panama. They are going to give Ghana a game, I tell you. Giovanni, Jose Cordoba. Now to the left side, Andres Andrade. Andrade to Cesar Blankson. Sends it back. Andrade again. Now ball being played to the right side, looking for Edgar Bassins. Could not get to it. A header comes in. Murillo. Gideon Mensah coming in for Ghana.
Early incursions there from Panama. Yeah. It looks like they want to try and get an early goal, which is one thing that has always worked against the Black Stars. Don't forget, in 2014, that game between Ghana and the USA, that first game, the USA went into the lead with just 2 minutes on the clock. That goal from Landon Donovan.
Ghana nearly conceded the first goal, but I would say fantastic save there from goalkeeper Lawrence Atizigi. He was right alert in there. Ghana would have conceded the first goal here in Toronto. But good save from the Ghanaian goalkeeper who plies his trade in Switzerland. And that strike came from the man, Cecilio Waterman. They better put a check on him. He could be dangerous. Jonas Adjete finds Jerome Opoku on the left of the central defense. Sends one in. Back to Jerome Opoku again. Jerome goes long, placing the ball to the left side, looking for Antoine Semenyo. That was too much for Antoine. Could not get to it. Goal kick for Panama. Goal kick for Panama. You tune into your superstation, Love 99.5 FM. Black Stars of Ghana. Lawrence Atizigi rising to the occasion perfectly. All right, so game continues. Jose Cordoba gets to the right side, gets the ball in there to Marilo. And it's Panama still attacking, switching play from left to right. Ball plays to the path of Cesar Blankson, dribbles his way through, trying to get the ball in. Cleared away by Calibre in chief for the Black Stars of Ghana. And Panama dictating the pace of the game in this early stages. Jose Cordoba pushes one to Christian Martinez. Sends it back. Giovanni Ramos. He gets the ball to Blankson. Blankson finds Rodriguez on the far left. A cross comes in to the Ghana 18-yard box. Where are the defense line? Okay. Elisha Owusu will clear for Ghana. Ball forced back to Jose Cordoba. Now to the right, he finds Ramos. Back to Cordoba again. Cordoba to Andrade. Andrade will leave it back once again to Cordoba. Cordoba to Giovanni Ramos. Turns around again. Sends it back once again to Jose Cordoba. Cordoba finds Andrade. Long one inside from Panama. Goalkeeper Tizigi is out. Confidently makes a save for the Black Stars of Ghana. And Martinez dramatizing a bit in there.
I don't know exactly what he's lying on the turf for, but I don't think he needs any medical attention at this point.
So is Ghana in control of the game now? Jerome Opoku to Jonas Adjete. Jonas turns around, finds Elisha. Elisha sends it back to Jerome. Jerome finds Gideon Mensah on the left. Gideon will send it back once again to Jerome Opoku. Opoku to Jonas Adjete. Adjete to Senaya on the right side of the Black Stars defense. Sends a long one in. Looking for Calabrianchi. Push down. Comes up again. The ball crosses the line. It's going to be a goal. But game's still on. Ghana gets an opportunity here. Elisha Owusu. That ball early across the line.
Yes, so it's a goal kick.
It's a goal kick for Panama. That was the first serious incursion by Ghana into the opposition half.
Yeah, Caleb Uenchi in there. He's very good. Like I said earlier in the day, that I expected him to be a bit mobile, doing the box-to-box stuff, while Elisha Owusu sits right behind the defense.
This guy is a liar. Martinez. Christian Martinez. Atizigi's leg hit his back and he's holding his arms. Hey, China. Anyway, game is on. Jose Cordoba. He finds Giovanni Ramos on the right. Back to Cordoba again. The red shirts of Panama seeing much of the ball. Now to the right side is Murillo sending it back once again. Andrade, long one inside, looking for Rodriguez, cleared away by Jonas Adjete. Throw in for Panama, deep inside the Black Stars area. Cesar Blankson to effect the throw in. Blankson to Rodriguez, sends it back to Blankson. Blankson has been brought out. It's going to be a foul. Marvin Senaya is the culprit. He gets a verbal caution from the referee from Sweden, Glenn Nyberg. Approaching 8 minutes of the first half, 0-0. But Panama looked more dangerous since the start of the game. And it looks to be, I don't know whether it's raining at a stadium in Toronto. Ghana international, former Ghana international, Asamoah Gyan, in the stands, watching his younger colleagues play.
You saw the Chief Justice in there as well.
Yes. A header from Christian Martinez. Ball falls to Rodriguez. Rodriguez will send it back. And he finds Christian Martinez. Sends it back once again to Giovanni Ramos. To the right side. Amir Murillo is in there for Panama. Accelerating now. Sends in a shortish one to Carlos Harvey. Deciding to switch play to the left side. Looking for Cesar Blankson. Traps that ball very well. But good tackle from Marvin Senaya.
Ghana soaking a lot of the pressure. Just 10 minutes played so far, almost 10 minutes played so far, and looks like they are sitting back a lot.
Ghana 0, Panama 0. Ghana is making its fifth appearance at the FIFA World Cup. Started in 2006 in Germany. Qualified for the year 2010 in South Africa. Went ahead to Brazil 2014. We failed to make it to Russia 2018. But we're back in Qatar 2022. And here we are again. The man who qualified the team to this stage, unfortunately, is not in the dugout. Otto Addo. He saw the qualification of Ghana without any defeat, but unfortunately, in those two friendly matches against Austria and Germany, the team performed woefully, resulting in his sack. NSPM on the ball, sends it back to Jonas Adjete. Can he defend? Pushes down his marker. Ghana wins a throw-in. Carlos Harvey was the man who was pushed down by Marvin Senaya. We are 10 minutes into the game. No goal to either side. Carlos Harvey sends it back. Andrade will find Cordoba. Cordoba will go into the middle. Gets in a pass to Carlos Harvey again. Cesar Blankson sends it back to Andrade again. Andrade to Cordoba. Cordoba now sends it to Ramos. Ramos back to Cordoba. Andres Andrade will get it back. Sends it all the way back to his goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Mosquera finds Rodriguez. Now to the right. Giovanni Ramos. Turns around. It's all Panama. Jose Cordoba. Cordoba to Andrade again. Back to Cordoba. And he finds Giovanni Ramos. Ramos to the right. Gets the ball in there to Amir Morillo. Morillo has been pushed down by Antoine Semenyo. Free kick quickly effected. Sends it back to Giovanni Ramos. Ramos finds Cordoba. Cordoba quickly sends it to Andrade. Long one inside. It's Panama. Rodriguez turns around very well. Sends it across. It could be dangerous. Cleared away by Gideon Mensah. And Ghana seems to be living dangerously here.
So the defensive line cover of the Black Stars at the right back side looks like it's not in good shape. The Panamanians are utilizing that outlet and are exploiting it very much. Jonas Adjete needs to be very careful. The way he's positioning himself, it looks like when Marvin Senaya is out of position, he needs to be able to cover quickly and attack and try and get the ball of the Panamanians as fast as he can.
All right. So it's Ghana and Esmiama on the right flank. Pushed down there by Jose Cordoba. Refuses play continue. It's a clean challenge, he says. All right, so Carlos Harvey will turn around, will send the ball back. He finds Giovanni Ramos for Panama. Shortish one to Cordoba. Cordoba will send it back again to Giovanni. Ramos will send one to Carlos Harvey. Turns around at a walking pace. He sends it back again to Jose Cordoba. Cordoba finds Andrade. Panama are seeing much of the ball than the Black Stars. And it's Cordoba again. Gets it to Ramos. Back to Andrade. And now he finds Cesar Blankson. Blankson was trying to get a ball in there to Rodriguez, but Jonas Adjete was quick. Sends it across to Jordan. Dispossessed of the ball by Panama. Ball falls to Edgar Bassens. It's all Panama now again. Switching play from middle to left. Andres Andrade going to the right side, getting the ball to Edgar Bassenas. Good control. Giovanni Ramos will balloon one to the Ghana half, headed out by Martin Senaya.
But I am not surprised about the dominance of the Panamanians so far, and it's simple. These guys have played close to five friendly matches before the start of this tournament. Ghana played only one. In terms of fitness, they have it. We don't have it.
All right, so Panama is still on the ball. Andres Andrade. But if you look at Panama now, they've set up differently. They are now playing a 3-4-3 formation. You have Andrade, Cordoba, and Ramos with a man, Cesar Blackman, not Blankson, Cesar Blackman on the left side, playing as a wing together with Emer Morillo. Carlos Harvey dispossessed of that ball by Elisha Owusu. Referee says it's a foul. That was Kamaldeen Sulemana. Foul for the Black Stars of Ghana. The culprit is Carlos Harvey.
So you realize that in terms of physicality, they have it slightly above us, and it's telling in how they keep the ball, how they pass it around, and how they try as much as possible to exploit the spaces that we have and cross the ball into the box. If the Black Stars would have to try and get something, then they would have to be fast and be quick in attack.
Ernest Nyama sends in a pass. Elisha sends it back to Jonas Adjete. Ball now being concentrated in a position half. Jerome Opoku sent one to the left side. Antoine Semenyo will pick it up for the Black Stars of Ghana. Gideon Mensah has gone past him. He didn't look there. Antoine Semenyo sends it back. A cross comes in deep. A header from Ernest Nyama, finally cleared away by Christian Martinez, falling deep to come and help in defense for Panama. That was Kamaldeen Sulemana, sent in a pass to Calabrianchi. Back to Kamaldeen, cleared away by Panama. Martinez, brought down by Calabrianchi.
Oh no.
Oh, by this referee. The first yellow card for the Black Stars of Ghana.
This was what I was always talking about. This was what I was always talking about. You don't commit such fouls in the middle of the pitch when it is not too necessary to commit.
Oh. So already we have a $10,000 fine. Every yellow card conceded is $10,000.
Caleb Yuanchi is one card away from missing the game, and that is not a good look for us
at all. A red card will attract $15,000, but a straight red card will attract $20,000. Hey, Black Magic working in Toronto in Canada. Okay, so it's Panama. Giovanni Ramos sends one to Andrade. Andrade goes into the middle. And it's still Panama. Carlos Harvey will send it back. Marilo. Cordoba to Ramos. Ramos to Christian Martinez. Martinez leaves it behind. Ball falls to Blackman. Cesar Blackman on the far left. A pass. Cross comes in deep. Cleared away by Jerome Opoku. But it's still dangerous for Ghana. Inside the 18-yard box of Ghana. Calabrianchi is in there. Does so well. Keeps it in place. Sends it back. Ball cleared away. And it's going to be a goal kick for the Black Stars of Ghana. The final touch went off the body of Andres Andrade.
It's going to be a long night for Ghana, Della, because that yellow card just doesn't sit well with me. Now the Panamanians are going to utilize Yuranchi's channel as one of their outlets to try and get a goal, because they know he's on a yellow card. If he commits any other reckless tackle, he's off.
It's too early to get a yellow card in such a crucial encounter. And Yuranchi is one of our top cards this evening. Live commentary coming to you, Betano. Remember to sign up today on Betano and claim your welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana on your first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposit, and make we bet. And a big thank you as well going to McBerry Biscuit. So is Panama trying to swing in some 1-2 touches. Finally cleared away by Jonas Adjete. Christian Martinez to the right side, looking for Edgar Bassinas, could not get to it. Headed out by Gideon Mensah. Throw in for Panama. Carlos Harvey back to Jose Cordoba. Cordoba finds Martinez again. Back to Cordoba. Andrade going to the right now, trying to see whether he could get a ball in there to Amir Morillo, but there was too much power behind it. Gideon Mensah was trying to dribble his way through, could not get to it. Went off the body of Edgar. It's going to be a throw-in for the Black Stars of Ghana. Gideon Mensah to effect it. Attacking wise, Ghana has not been impressive so far.
Not yet. I don't know what plan they have, but they would have to see what they can do and be very quick to release the ball into the attacking third. I think one outlet is Ernest Nyama. He hasn't really had a lot of the ball so far, so we haven't seen how electrifying he can be when...
Just like Antoine.
Yeah.
Sanaya will send the ball back to Jonas Adjete. Squares one. Gets the ball to Jerome. Jerome will take it to the left side. In there is Gideon Mensah. Let's see how Ghana is going to attack now. Gideon Mensah on the ball, but still in our own area. Sent in a pass. Picked up there by Kamal Dean. That was Antoine Semenyo. It's Sanaya. Sanaya finds Caleb. Caleb to the right side. He gets the ball in there too. Ernest Miyama. Plays for Lyon in France. Miyama will switch play to the left. Jerome will find Gideon. Gideon back again to Kamal Dean Sulemana. Ghana attacking now. Gideon Mensah need to run in time. Sensing the cross. Headed out of danger by Giovanni Ramos. Throw in for the Black Stars of Ghana. Now they are deep inside the Panama half. Game is still on. Still 0-0 the scoreline. Jonas to Gideon. Now to Antoine Semenyo. We need to see more from him. He needs to give us our all, as he does when he plays for Manchester City. Sanaya will send it back. Elisha Owusu picking up in midfield for Ghana. He finds Jerome. Jerome to Gideon on the left side. Gideon gets in a pass to Caleb. Caleb finds Elisha. Ghana, this is what we want to see. Jordan Ayew gets in a pass to Jonas Adjete. Now in the Panamanian half. Long one floated to the left side. Kamal Dean traps that ball very well. A step over. Was that offside positioning?
Yeah.
Okay, so the flag is up. 21 minutes on the clock. Very soon we'll go for the hydration break. FIFA. Led by Gianni Infantino. It's still a goalless draw in Toronto. After this game, Ghana's next game will be next Tuesday in Boston at the Gillette Stadium in Boston. That's where Ghana is going to play against. That is England. Then the next game 4 days later will be in Philadelphia at the Financial Fair Stadium. They are going to play against Croatia. And Jose Kodoba, long one inside, headed out by Jonas Adjete. Well controlled there by Martinez. Now it's Carlos Harvey. Sends one to the right. The ball falls to Morillo. It's Christian Martinez. Gets the ball to the right side. Andrade is in there for Panama. Goes into the middle. Sanaya needs to communicate very well with Jonas Adjete. Adjete finally gets it. Balloons the ball inside. Long one. Jose Kodoba pushes down Jordan Ayew. Referee says play should continue. It was a fair challenge. So game is on. Throw in. Cesar Blackman to effect the throw in. And Jordan Ayew will receive attention for the first 18 of the Black Stars of Ghana. Panama not giving Ghana any breathing space at all.
Not at all. So far, it's not looking so good for the Black Stars, especially in attack. And even in defense, it's a bit jittery because, like I said, when you look very closely at that right-hand space, the communication between Jonah Adjete and Marvin Sanaya has not been, you know, the best. And that particular space is one that has been exploited to some degree by the Panamanians. They have looked a bit fitter than our boys, and it's because of what I said earlier. They have played a lot of friendlies, so the telepathy between the players is there. They know where to find one another. They have not been clinical at goal, and I think that is one thing they may want to improve. On the other hand, the Black Stars, what we have done so far hasn't looked promising. Yes, Caleb Urenchi is on a yellow card now, so he's looking a bit more careful than when the game started. And also our half spaces, we don't seem to find an antidote to how to exploit those channels. You can see that Kamaldin Sulemana is stretching himself in the wide areas and also allowing Semenyo to fill the half spaces, but Semenyo is not able to get the ball from the middle of the pitch so that he can also turn and see what he can do in front of the goal. I think the Black Stars need to try and improve their strategy in this game. They may want to score before the halftime, because once we go to the recess and it's goalless, I think the happier side will be the Panamanians, because they would have thought that yes, they are on the front foot and they would come into the second half with a different kind of mentality.
In fact, they are enjoying 66% of possession as at this time of the game. After 22 minutes, Panama enjoying 66% of possession as against 34 from Ghana. Not too good. They have one shot on target. They have one shot blocked. Ghana yet to have a shot. There is a temporary hold up. That is because of the hydration break. But let's say a big thank you to Lawson Diray Ginger Liqueur. It is an appetizer which gives a good appetite for food, improves libido in women, and enhances performance of men in bed, and also clears piles and flames. And so you can get it. You can get Diray Ginger Liqueur and almost all drinking spots around and wine outlets, pubs. You get Lawson Diray Ginger Liqueur. And then also remember, in this football season, you don't reach the World Cup without discipline, and when it comes to your smile, the rules are the same. World-class defense isn't built in a day. It's built by brushing your teeth every morning and night, because every meal is a snack attack. Especially with World Cup games at dawn and midnight like we are doing now, you need to get your toothpaste and your brush. Yes, and anytime you go for it, go in for Pepsodent. You can find it in any supermarket and shops nationwide. And a big thank you as well to Betano. Yes, sign up to Betano now and claim a welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana cedis on your first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposit, and make we bet. And then also don't forget to go in for McBerry Biscuits. They are saying that they are sharing branded souvenirs on drive time from 4 to 6 p.m. with Melvin the Enigma. And so just predict the winning team and the correct scoreline and win for yourself McBerry branded biscuit shirts, caps, mugs, football, and a lot more. Game continues now. Andrade will send it back to Cordoba. Cordoba definitely is going to find Sergio Giovanni Ramos. Now to the right is Murillo. Murillo sends one in. Carlos Harvey will come in back to Murillo. He sends it all the way back to Giovanni Ramos. Ramos finds his goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Mosquera decides to go to the left, gets the ball in there to Cordoba again. Cordoba this time goes long inside, headed out by Jonas Adjetey for the Black Stars of Ghana. Caleb Urenchi has been pushed down. Referee says play should continue. NSKM on the ball, goes into the middle, finds Kamaldin Sulemana, turns around very well. Beautiful play from Kamaldin. Now to the left side, it's Gideon Mensah back to Kamaldin Sulemana, who has not drifted into the middle. Senaya with the header looking for Ernest Miyama. He does well, keeps it in play. Back to Senaya. He sends it back to Jonas Adjetey. Black Stars of Ghana, Jerome Opoku. Jerome turns around and gets in the pass to Jonas Adjetey once again. He finds Senaya. Senaya overlapping here, but there was too much on that. Cesar Blackman pushed down by Ernest Miyama. Referee from Sweden, Glenn Nyberg, whistles for an infringement in favor of Panama. Shortish one taken. Andrade looking for Blackman. Cesar Blackman gets the ball to Martinez. Turns around very well, finds Harvey, Carlos Harvey. Carlos Harvey to the right. Giovanni Ramos. Back to Carlos Harvey again. And Panama have been in control of this game, huh?
They have. And like I said earlier, don't be shocked, because in terms of fitness, they have it. They have the fitness levels for the Panamanians is really at an all-time high. The way they are playing at least 28 minutes so far. And we don't seem to find our feet, because in some parts of the game, we look a bit scrappy. So that has really affected our overall performance 30 minutes in. And I really don't know where the goal is going to come from, because both sides have not really been sharp in their attack.
Yeah. But as for it, looking at the two, I think the Panamanians are a bit sharper than us when it comes to the attack. They are enjoying a lot of possession. A long spell of possession they've enjoyed so far. Senaya will send the ball back to Jonas Adjete. Let's show some sense of urgency in our game. We seem to be too relaxed in here. Gideon Mensah picking on the far left side of the defense, going solo, sends a long one, looking for Kamal Dean, neatly cut out there by Jose Cordoba. Ball falls to Jordan Ayew. Jordan for the Black Stars of Ghana needs to release the ball on time. Finally, sends in a shortest pass. Gideon Mensah to Jerome Opoku. That's Elisha Owusu for the Black Stars. Jonas Adjete. Jerome decides to look for an Nyama.
He wins the second ball.
Then Nyama Dasua keeps it to play. No. Rodriguez turns around. Beautiful play to Carlos Harvey. Jordan Ayew goes in for a challenge. Could not get to it. Caleb Yenchi will come in strongly for the Black Stars of Ghana. He's been pushed down and it's going to be a free kick for Ghana. Free kick for Ghana in the Panamanian half. Carlos Harvey. He's been doing so well in midfield for Panama. We've done exactly 30 minutes.
So in your shot were some Hollywood actors.
Who are they?
No, there are some Hollywood actors.
Okay. Free kick for the Black Stars of Ghana. About some 30 yards away from the Panamanian goalpost. Jordan effects the free kick, headed out. Senaya could not get to it. Caleb Yenchi picking up for Ghana. Jordan will send it back. Gideon Mensah goes to the left. No. Kamal Dean Suleimana was late, could not get to that ball. And it's going to be a throw-in for Panama. You're live on Love 99.5 FM. Ghana, Panama, first game for the West African nation against the Central American nation. This is their first match of the ongoing FIFA World Cup 2026. Headed out there by Ernest Nyama. Comes back strongly. Banu, once again, good show from this time from Edgar Basenas. Cecilio Waterman has not been seen in the game after that first shot that was saved there by Lawrence Atizigi in post for the Black Stars of Ghana. Jose Cordoba gets the ball to Cesar Blackman, cleared away by Marvin Senaya for Ghana. Throw in for Panama. Throw in quickly effected. Andrade finds Jose Cordoba. Cordoba will send it back to his goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Orlando is out of the 80-yard box. Sends a shortish one back to Jose Cordoba. Cordoba will find Andrade. Back to the goalkeeper, Mosquera. Sends one to the right, looking for Morillo. But headed out by Gideon Mensah, throwing for Panama. Quickly affected. Martinez will pick it up for Panama. And the man Rodriguez is calling for a pass, but Martinez decides to go back, gets the ball in there to Cordoba again. Now he finds Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Water. Blackman. Cesar Blackman could not get through. Blocked there by Senaya. But ball falls back once again. Edgar will send it back to Cordoba. Cordoba back to Edgar. Now it's Andrade for Panama. Long one into the Ghana half. It could be dangerous for the Black Stars. A push. Good save from Lawrence Atizigi. At a point, my heart beat.
No, the Panamanian.
Because I thought it was a penalty against Ghana. That was dangerous moments in there.
There was a push, but it wasn't strong enough to warrant a penalty.
All right. Martinez finds Rodriguez, turns around beautifully. Now to the left, he finds Cesar Blackman. Back to Andrade. Ball in the Black Stars area now. Long one inside. Atizigi comes out, punches that ball out of danger. The referee says it should be a foul going the way of Ghana. And the goalkeeper crashing with his own defender. Jerome Opoku is up on his feet.
That was a clear push from Jerome.
It was a push.
But yeah, it wasn't strong enough to warrant a penalty.
Anyway, yeah, let's say thank you to Glenn Nyberg, the referee. If you have a no-nonsense referee, they can whistle for a penalty for that, then there's nothing you can do about it anyway. Martinez having a word with the referee, Glenn Nyberg from Sweden. And the fourth official, I'm sure, having a discussion with the technical team of Panama.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are complaining about that push, saying that it looked like a penalty to them. Lawrence Atizigi will receive some medical attention. But for your morning tea and your morning coffee, I recommend to you blackberry biscuits, as well as blackberry London Oats Digestive. It's good for your coffee or your tea. Or better still, for your mineral, just go in for McBerry Butter Biscuits and McBerry London Oats Digestive. Christian Martinez telling the referee that I was pushed. Throw in within 35 minutes of the first half, 10 minutes more to do in regulation time. Throw in for Ghana. Marvin Senaya to effect it. Throws the ball down. Finds Enes Nyama looking for Calabria, and she could not get to it. A throw in going the way of Panama. And Cesar Blackman throws the ball down to Andrade. Pushes it far to the right. Giovanni Ramos is in there for Panama. Sends one to Carlos Harvey. Harvey will send it back once again to Ramos. And he finds Kodobo. Kodobo to the left is Andrade. Andrade to Cesar Blackman. Blackman against Senaya. Sends it back to Kodobo. Finally clears. Ghana wins a throw in. It took a slight touch of Enes Nyama. So throw in for Panama. Carlos Harvey now in the middle. Long one inside to the right. Ball falls to Marilo. Marilo finds Martinez. Beautiful play to the right side to Marilo once again. Close to the Ghana box. The East winger comes in. Atizigi once again called to duty. And he excels. A shot taken. And Panama are getting dangerous by the minutes.
Nervy moment in there for the Black Stars. Again.
We really are not showing up this first half. Antoine Semenyo virtually missing. And Enes Nyama is not being sharp as well.
The fitness.
And talking about Kamal Dean Sulemana, maybe some bit of flashes in there, but still, Ghana is not playing as a coordinated unit.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a worry.
Quite disorganized. And again, I think it is down to the fitness levels of the players. You can clearly see that the Panamanians are really, really fit, and their coordination is on point because they have played so many games. They are really, really, you know, well drilled for this game. That is why we are seeing them have a lot of the possession, and we are struggling.
Ghana is really struggling. We are not impressive this evening. Well, maybe after the first half, Carlos Queiroz will have to do a lot of pep talks in there for us to change, because the way it's going, not too fine. Ball cleared away by Marvin Senaya. Throw in for Panama. Giovanni Ramos. Back to Jose Cordoba. Cordoba finds Andrade. Sends it back to his goalkeeper, Mosquera. Long one inside. Elisha could not get to it. But Gideon Mensah will tidy up very beautifully in defense. Sends it back to his goalkeeper, Lawrence Atizigi. Waste no time at all. Sends one to the right side. He finds Jonas Adjete. Plays for Wolfsburg in Germany. Long one inside. Headed out. Andrade. Now to Cesar Blackman. Blackman will send it back once again to Andrade. Squaring it to the right side for Giovanni Ramos. Ramos finds Carlos Harvey. Harvey sends a shortish one. to Christian Martinez. Back to Javi again. Now it's Cordoba. Finds Javi again. Panama crossing the halfway line now. Getting into Ghana. It's going to be dangerous here. Atizigi, good anticipation from the Ghanaian goalkeeper. But it's dangerous here. A shot taken by Martinez. Headed out of danger by Jerome Opoku. Atizigi had not returned to the goalpost then. A shortish one. Carlos Javi gets the ball in there to Martinez. Crosses in deep. Elisha Wusu is in there to defend for Ghana. Clears away. Long one inside. A challenge for the ball. And it's going to be a throw-in for Ghana.
The Black Stars are refusing to press, and I'm struggling to understand why they're not pressing their opponents.
And that's a surprise to me as well.
Just look at the space that he was given. Look at all that space in front of him.
There was no one in midfield. Khaled Rinchi was nowhere to be found. Elisha Owusu was also missing on that occasion. But Lawrence Atizigi has been very, very busy of the two goalkeepers this evening.
Really busy this evening.
Jerome Opoku to Elisha Owusu now. Elisha back to Jonas Adjete. Adjete to Senaya. Senaya finds. Was looking for Ernest Nyama, could not get to it. Cleared away by Andrade. Throw in for the Black Stars of Ghana.
One thing about these Panamanians is that they don't get tired easily, Dela. I've said it a number of times. The way they play in the fifth minute is the same way you see them play in the 80th and the 85th minute. They are just workaholics. They are going to give us a run for our money because they are really, really strong and they are very physical as well.
So the shot is blocked there once again by Cesar Blackman. Sends it back to Andrade. Panama finds Blackman again on the far left. And this time sends the ball in there to Rodriguez. Rodriguez against Senaya. He was looking for his man. Cesar Blackman once again, but Cesar failed to read through the intentions of Rodriguez. And it's going to be a welcome goal kick to the Black Stars of Ghana. 42 minutes on the clock. It's still 0-0, but Ghana has not been impressive.
Oh, it looks like Atizigi is...
Lawrence Atizigi, after the jump, our other crash with Jerome Opoku, is finding difficulty with his right knee or thigh. And the moment Atizigi is unable to continue, that means that Benjamin Asai will be manning the post for the Black Stars.
It looks like he's even preparing to come on.
Hey, the SM man. Yeah. Shatter movement. He's going to be in the post if Atizigi fails to recover. And already, he is preparing on the touchline to step in when the need arises. Alright, so you're tuning to Love 99.5 FM. Once again, a big thank you to McBerry Biscuits. Predict and win on drive time from 4 to 6 p.m. every day. Predict the scoreline correctly. And just predict the winning team. And they're going to run away with souvenirs from McBerry Biscuits. And always remember to also bet with Betano. If you want to brush your teeth and look confident with a smile, you need Pepsodent. And then also, if you want a drink so that you get some enhancement in bed, or you're a woman, you want your libido to be improved, or you need appetite, go in for Lawson Diray Ginger Liqueur. Okay, so Benjamin Asai will get back to the dugout because Lawrence Atizigi is fit to continue this game. And a pass from Merilo back to his goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Clears a long one inside. Caleb could not get to it. A jump for it. Elisha wins this one. Ernest Nyama comes back strongly. Picks it up for the Black Stars of Ghana on the flanks. Pushed down by Edgar Bacenas to Christian Martinez. Sends it back. Giovanni Ramos finds Merilo on the right side. Is Panama still advancing and attacking here? Carlos Javi, but good tackle there from Kamaldeen Sulemana. Coming to join in defense. Carlos Javi again dispossessed of the ball by Calibrianchi. Now it's Ernest Nyama looking for Jordan Ayew. He's been brought down. It's going to be a foul for the Black Stars.
At this point, I think the Black Stars would want the first half to come by the, just end quickly so that they can go into recess and try and reorganize themselves. Doesn't look like anything is working for them so far
at all. And I wonder what Carlos Queiroz is complaining about to the fourth referee in there. But Nyaman did very well on that occasion. Jordan Ayew, body damning that guy. But unfortunately. All right, so game is on. Jordan Sajete once again. Now it's Caleb Renchi. Renchi for the Black Stars of Ghana, back to his goalkeeper, Lawrence Atizigi. Balloons one in. Antoine Semenyo gets the ball for the Black Stars of Ghana. He comes into the middle, sends in a pass to Ernest Nyama, getting close to the 18-yard box of Panama, gets into the box now. Ernest Nyama is out of it again, sends in a pass to Senaya. Oh, Senaya misdirected that one. Marvin Senaya, I think he was in a haste.
Yes, he should have explored other options rather than trying to shoot. But that was a very good ball that was picked up by Antoine Semenyo.
Yeah, right in the middle, sensing a through pass, an incisive one indeed.
It was almost offside, and it's Nyama over there.
Yeah, we're doing 5 minutes time added on. Aminu Shadu
in the stands.
Yeah, the team manager for the Black Stars, watching from the stands. I mean, we've been sitting on tons for some time now.
Yeah.
A header. Good show from Kamaldeen Sulemana.
So you see Kamaldeen Sulemana, the role he's playing in this game.
Yeah.
He's able to track back when it's necessary. He's able to search for it as well. And I think that is the kind of role that he's playing in this team. Very, very important and very integral.
And Jordan Ayew has been very ineffective in this game. But this time he does well. Pushed down. He was one in the midst of three Panamanian players in there. And Panama, when they played in their first World Cup in 2018,
they lost all group games.
They lost all the group games, yeah. Losing 6-1 to England, 2-1 to Tunisia, and then also losing 3-0 to Belgium. They conceded 11 goals and scored just one. And that was their only appearance at the World Cup in 2018. In fact, when the team qualified for the World Cup, the president of the republic declared a national holiday the next day. And that's Martinez, dispossessed of the ball beautifully. Calabrian Chu sends a shortish one to Senaya, back to Jonas Adjete. He sends it back to his goalkeeper, Lawrence Atizigi. And Atizigi will find Jerome Upoku. We are doing time added on in this first half of this game. Almost 2 minutes into it. 3 minutes more to go. And it's Elisha Owusu sending one to the left. Kamaldeen was the target, could not get to it. Merino was in there for Panama. Headed it back to his goalkeeper, Mosquera. Carlos Harvey. He's been manning the midfield very well for Panama.
Very, very well.
Sends one. Giovanni Ramos finds Merino. Back to Ramos. Now gets the ball in there to Cordoba. Cordoba finds Andrade. Andrade to Martinez. Turns around, but no dispossess of the ball by Jordan Ayew. Ball falls to Elisha. Elisha finds Jordan again. Jordan tracks, sends the ball in there that was Ernest Nyama. Ernest Nyama looking for Elisha again. Elisha will need support. It's one against two. That's well. No, the ball crosses the line. It's going to be a goal kick for Panama.
Elisha Owusu, he's quite rigid for my liking. I mean, he's doing very well in the middle of the pitch, but he seems to have a very rigid posture that sometimes doesn't help him to really turn well and get some passes into very, very tight spaces.
Ooh. It's still 0-0. Ghana 0, Panama 0. In the earlier group game, England defeated Croatia by 4-2. And that should send a warning to us, you know, that we need to be careful. Nathaniel Ebeye. Now let's continue. A pass to the goalkeeper, Orlando Mosquera. Balloons that one long into the Black Stars half. Headed out. Kamaldeen Sulemana. Good tackle from Merino. Throw in for Ghana. I think he's been the most impressive Ghanaian player. Kamal Dumbuya, yes.
Especially because of the role he's playing in the game.
Antoine Semenyo sends it back. Elisha Owusu to Caleb. Let's go forward. Let's stop going back. Elisha will send it back to Jerome. Jerome to Jonas. Jonas back to Elisha. Now to the left is Gideon Mensah. Gideon for the Black Stars. Looks for Antoine Semenyo. Gets to him. Antoine Semenyo. Oh. He's been brought out. It's a foul. Antoine Semenyo seems to be in some pain. Antoine hasn't seen much of the ball this evening, but Ghana has a free kick. I guess it's going to be the last one for this half. We need to show some urgency in this one. Jordan Ayew to effect it for Ghana. The referee blows his whistle. Free kick for Ghana. Jordan Ayew finally directs it inside. Cleared away. A shot taken. Elisha Owusu. And Elisha, what a disappointing cross that was.
I keep saying this about Elisha Owusu. In terms of play, he seems too rigid a player for my liking.
But that was a disappointing
one. His flexibility is so off. I really don't know what he was trying to do over there. You managed to get the ball. What you needed to do was just go into space and try and cross the ball meaningfully into the box. Look at what he did over there. Look at what he did over there. What was he intending to achieve? This has been a very underwhelming first half, Dela. The Black Stars need to step up if they can get something out of this game. I think Elisha Owusu doesn't need to come for the second half. He needs to be substituted as soon as possible. The way he's rigid, he doesn't give us options in the middle of the park. And when he manages to find himself in front in the attack, just look at what he did over there. And you're not going to get so many of these chances in the game. So you cannot get this chance and just throw it away. That was a very good chance that we could have gotten to even put the ball at the back of the net. Very, very disappointing.
Very, very disappointing indeed. And the ball possession will stay same after 45 minutes, 64%. Okay, so there's a bit of a change. 64% for, that is Panama, 36% for Ghana. Woefully. I mean, it's a poor performance from the Black Stars. Not even 40% of possession. All right, so after 45 minutes, no goal to either side. Panama nil, Ghana nil. Live commentary coming to you. Kai Kennedy, McBerry Biscuits. They are giving some goodies on Drive Time on Love 99.5 FM. Predict the winning team, predict the correct scoreline, and win souvenirs from McBerry Biscuits shirts. McBerry Biscuits, you have their branded shirts, their caps, their marks, and football all in there. I always remember to go in for McBerry Butter Biscuits and McBerry London Oats Digestive. Sign up to Betano and claim a welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana on your first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposit, and make we bet. Also, don't forget, if you want to enhance your performance in bed as a man, or you want to improve your libido as a woman, or you need appetite to eat well, all you need to do is to get Lawson Diray Ginger Liqueur. It's available in all wine outlets, sports, and pubs around Ghana. And then also, always remember to go in for Pepsodent to get a clean white cheese. All right, so that'll be it for the first 25 minutes of this game. We are back in the second half with more, but we pray that the Black Stars will give us a better performance in the next 45. Stay tuned.
as we engage the power of the Holy Spirit through the living Word of God for our supernatural manifestation. Come with your family and loved ones. Come with expectations, and every God-ordained promise shall find expression in your life. Ministering in songs, the Bishop Choir and Minister Inshua Patrick. Buses will be available at the forecourt of Love FM. Swami Runabout at the Police Station. Santasi Runabout at the Goyle Filling Station. This is your season of manifestation. Don't miss out. Prayer line. The presence of the Lord is here. Prayer line commanding my morning to influence my day.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup has started in exciting and dramatic fashion. Your superstation, Love 99.5 FM, is bringing to you our wonderful listeners out there all the action connected to this global football showpiece. There'll be live radio commentary from the studios of Love 99.5 FM and the specials, Banners or NW9, located about 400 meters away from the Hunja Runabout, heading towards Santasi Runabout. The 2026 FIFA World Cup coverage on your superstation, Love 99.5 FM, is sponsored by McBerry Biscuits and Betano, with support from Lawson DeRay Ginger Liqueur and Pepsodent. Call in to Drive Time on Love 99.5 FM every day. Predict a correct scoreline and win goodies from McBerry Biscuits, including branded t-shirts, mugs, footballs, etc. And Betano. Sign up to Betano today and claim a welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana cedis on your first deposit. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposit, and make we bet. Lawson DeRay Ginger Liqueur is a good appetizer, enhances performance,
performance of men and improves libido in women. You can get Lawson Irey Ginger Liqueur from all drink and wine outlets, sports and pubs near you. And Pepsodent gives you fresh breath all day, fights germs, and gives you a cleaner and stronger smile. Remember to follow the 2026 FIFA World Cup on your superstation, Love 99.5.
Ghana man my way. Eni je biare bumbu biara ni yaza. Or kanipa da sani zabum. Ni etumili yejina do. Na yena mambrani son. Ya denizi yaza chairman san. Na seni jenu betumili yepeye. Na yena mambrani yeku sumne suwe nya. Na manu peji na da. Mbrun and Brownen. Osade yenya premium quality beverages bini enom. En sapa pan American wasami. Mozikano. Eya blushy red wine. En sapa pebi. Kingmaker cane spirit. Ashirpa pebi no wazaye. Heatwave real ginger aqua.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler. At your service call 1-800-5-